From RTE Brainstorm, the colourful story of the Elephant House on Dublin's O'Connell Street by Joe Rogers from DCU. The building was one of several around O'Connell Street associated with the display of wild animals in the early 19th century. In 1850, Elvery's Sporting Goods Store was opened on Dublin's Lower Sackville Street, or O'Connell Street as it's known today. The company is one of the oldest surviving retail establishments in Dublin and has 55 stores nationwide. But given their fascinating history on Dublin's main street, it's a shame that the site contains nothing of its past or origins. The roots of the company's history and its trading symbol, an elephant, can be traced back to Elephant House on Sackville Street in the early 1800s. The extension of Sackville Street to the River Liffey at the end of the 18th century resulted in the building of Parisian-styled shophouses on Lower Sackville Street. These purpose-built units were designed to attract a more commercial class to the street, just as its older residential nobility was fading away. Common occupancy in the early 19th century was typically represented by linen drapers, jewellers or opticians on the ground floor, with residents often occupying rooms above the other floors. A surviving handbill advertisement from 1808 reveals a private display of wild animals in one of these premises on the corner of Sackville Street and Abbey Street, number 46, the location of Supermax today. This was not unusual for the time, and other surviving records show various animals on display in the period. For example, an exhibition of curious birds and animals in their cages was advertised at Sackville Street in 1805, while several black swans and an ostrich were on display there in 1808. A large exotic parrot escaped from a window at 8 Lower Sackville Street in 1815, and a large reward was offered for its return. Furthermore, a monster menagerie containing 100 animals, including lions, elephants, tigers and snakes, were on display at the Rotunda Gardens in 1856. The advertisement from 1808 invited viewers to attend a commodious apartment on Sackville Street next to the corner with Abbey Street twice a day, morning and afternoon, to view a small elephant or tapir for the price of 1 shilling and 6 pence. The bill refers to the tapir's elephant-like trunk. It would appear, as is often the case with Dublin slang, Elephant House was born, and the name stuck. Aaron and Jessop moved their grocer's, East India Warehouse, from Henry Street to 46 Sackville Street, the same building in 1817, and early adverts included the image of an elephant. Subsequent ads contained the name Elephant House. This grocery store was taken over by a merchant named Ruskell in the 1830s and Cox and Bailey in the 1840s. Both of these maintained the name of Elephant House. J.W. Elvery opened J.W. Elvery & Co. manufacturers of waterproof fabrics and garments at 46, later 46 and 47, Lower Sackville Street on the 11th of November 1850. The extended Elvery family were involved in the India rubber business, and this store and location was to become an institution on the retail streetscape of Dublin for over 100 years. Branching from here onto other streets, Elvery's became synonymous with outdoor pursuits and sports, later becoming the most prominent sporting store in Dublin, patronising many of the association's games which formed in the latter 19th century, not only of garrison games such as football, rugby and cricket, but also of Gaelic games. Upon opening, Elvery's advertised a large stock of waterproof garments for travelling and outdoor pursuits, such as riding, walking, driving, shooting, fishing and for sea voyages, consisting of coats, capes, caps, trousers, jackets, leggings, car aprons and railroad wrappings. Ladies' apparel consisted of riding and walking petticoats made to order and to measure. Additionally, they sold airproof beds, cushions and pillows, as well as portable baths and bellows. The outbreak of the Crimean War in the 1850s presented an opportunity for Elvery's to supply Irish-based officers in the armed forces with additional kit for outdoor campaigns, and they advertised towards this market with great success. The store advertised directly to officers, particularly those in the Curragh, who were likely to be shipped to the front. The company sold campaign beds, ground sheets, pillows, cushions, baths, buckets, basins, canteens, cups, leggings, trousers, capes, caps and boots, among others. They were also particularly keen to advertise the availability of a design which had been created by Elvery's themselves, a proto-sleeping bag which became known as the Crimea Wrapper. The object consisted of a combined waterproofed ground sheet, blanket, cape and hood, and was heavily advertised throughout the war, with selected testimonials from officers who were likely provided with free goods for their support and letters of the same. For example, Lieutenant Beresford of the 88th Connacht Rangers swore to its comfort and satisfaction in 1855. And such was the success of the garment that Elvery's mailed orders directly to the Crimean front. As the century wore on, Elvery's branched out to other locations, including Abbey Street in Dublin, Cork and a shop in London, all of which were also situated in an elephant house. Elvery's began to branch into two significant categories of business towards the latter end of the 19th century, tourism and associated sports. Recognising the commercial prospects of tourists arriving in and travelling through Dublin on their way to places like Killarney and elsewhere, Elvery's targeted anglers for their extensive collection of equipment and clothing. Likewise, the arrival of associated sports from the 1880s and on, Elvery's entered a new phase of their commercial life as suppliers of equipment and clothing to teams playing rugby, football, cricket, hockey and croquet, as well as individual sports such as golf, gymnastics, athletics and boxing. In the mid-1890s, Elvery's annexed No. 46 next door, taking the address 46-47 Lower Sackville Street. The new expansion was overseen by architect George Palmer Beater in 1894. During the development, the symbol of the company and the building for almost 50 years was destroyed. A statue of a golden elephant, which adorned the doorway of No. 46, crashed to the street and was destroyed while attempting to reinstate it over the new amalgamated entrance. A replacement was created, however, and in the weeks leading up to its installation, Elvery's played mystery games with Dublin newspaper readers by posting anonymous adverts declaring, "Look out for the elephant," and "Where is the elephant?" The advertisements were an attempt to draw attention to the arrival of the new elephant mascot over the store, which arrived by cart in February 1895 and was installed above the entrance. Elvery's was extensively looted and the building damaged in 1916. The company claimed £9,547, 7 shillings and 5 pence for damage to 46 and 47 Sackville and were awarded payment of £6,818, 14 shillings and 6 pence. A new premises was rebuilt by the same architect between 1917 and 1920. During the Battle for Dublin in July 1922, Elvery's staff were held up by armed men who stole a significant number of clothing items and a motor lorry which they drove off. The building was also occupied by National Army troops and extensively damaged. The company claimed £5,000 in compensation. The company held a centenary dinner in 1950 before co-director F.F. Elvery died, aged 73, in 1952. In 1954, the company was reorganised and the building sold. If you stand at the entrance to Supermax today, you can still see the plinth above the door on which the elephant used to rest. Today, Elvery's occupies a premises on Suffolk Street, and there is an elephant above the door. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagask.